Welcome to IELTS.net podcast, How to Describe an Inspiring Place, IELTS Speaking Guide. As an IELTS speaking examiner, I've assessed numerous candidates on their ability to describe places that inspire them. This topic is not only common in IELTS speaking tests, but also allows candidates to showcase their vocabulary, fluency, and ability to express emotions. Let's explore how to excel in this task across all parts of the IELTS speaking test. Part 1. Introduction and Interview. In this section, the examiner may ask general questions about places that inspire you. Here are some potential questions. Do you have a favorite place where you feel inspired? What kind of places do you find inspiring? How often do you visit places that inspire you? Do you think it's important to have inspiring places in our lives? Let's look at a sample answer for the first question. Sample answer, band 7-8. Yes, I do have a favorite place that inspires me. It's a small art gallery in my hometown. Whenever I visit, I'm surrounded by creativity, and it really sparks my imagination. The atmosphere there is so conducive to fresh ideas, and I always leave feeling energized and motivated. Key vocabulary: art gallery, surrounded by creativity, sparks my imagination, conducive to fresh ideas, energized, and motivated. Part 2. Long turn. Now let's move on to the cue card task. Here's a potential cue card on this topic. Describe a place where you feel inspired. You should say where this place is, what this place looks like, what you do there, and explain why you feel inspired in this place. Remember, you have 1 minute to prepare and should speak for 1 to 2 minutes. Sample answer, band 7-8. I'd like to talk about a place that never fails to inspire me, the local botanical gardens in my city. It's a sprawling green oasis, located in the heart of our bustling urban area, offering a stark contrast to the concrete jungle surrounding it. The gardens are a visual feast, with winding paths that lead you through various themed sections. There are meticulously manicured formal gardens with geometric patterns of colorful flowers, wild meadows teeming with native plants, and a tranquil Japanese garden complete with a serene koi pond. The centerpiece is a massive Victorian-style glasshouse, home to exotic plants from around the world. When I visit, I usually take long, leisurely walks, often stopping to sketch interesting plants or simply sit on a bench to soak in the atmosphere. Sometimes I bring a book and find a quiet spot to read, surrounded by nature's beauty. I find this place incredibly inspiring for several reasons. Firstly, the sheer diversity of plant life reminds me of the boundless creativity of nature, which in turn stimulates my own creativity. The carefully designed landscapes demonstrate how human ingenuity can work in harmony with nature, creating something truly beautiful. Moreover, the gardens provide a peaceful respite from the hectic pace of city life. The moment I step inside, I feel my stress melting away, replaced by a sense of calm and wonder. This mental clarity often leads to new ideas or solutions to problems I've been grappling with. Lastly, observing the cyclical nature of the gardens, the way they change with the seasons yet remain constant in their beauty, gives me a sense of perspective. It reminds me that life, like nature, has its cycles, and this philosophical musing often inspires me to approach my own life and work with renewed vigor and creativity. Key phrases: botanical gardens, sprawling green oasis, stark contrast, visual feast, meticulously manicured, geometric patterns, serene koi pond, soak in the atmosphere, sheer diversity, boundless creativity, stimulates my own creativity, peaceful respite, mental clarity, cyclical nature, philosophical musing. Follow-up questions. The examiner might ask these additional questions. Do you think different people find inspiration in different types of places? How can cities create more inspiring public spaces? Sample answer, band 8-9. Absolutely, I believe that inspiration is highly personal and can vary greatly from one individual to another. While some might find inspiration in bustling urban environments, others might feel most inspired in quiet, natural settings. This diversity in preferences stems from our unique experiences, personalities, and interests. For instance, an artist might find inspiration in a vibrant street market, while a writer might prefer a secluded beach. Recognizing and respecting these differences is crucial in understanding the multifaceted nature of inspiration. Key phrases: inspiration is highly personal, stems from our unique experiences, multifaceted nature of inspiration. Part 3. Two-way discussion. In this section, the examiner will ask more abstract questions related to inspiring places. Here are some potential questions and sample answers. How do you think technology has changed the way we experience inspiring places? Sample answer, band 8-9. Technology has profoundly transformed our interaction with inspiring places in both positive and negative ways. On the positive side, it has democratized access to information about these places. Through virtual tours, high-quality photographs, and augmented reality apps, people can now experience inspiring locations from anywhere in the world. This has broadened horizons and sparked interest in places that one might never have known about otherwise. However, there's a flip side to this technological integration. The constant connectivity we now have might detract from the immersive experience of being in an inspiring place. People might be more focused on capturing the perfect Instagram photo than on truly absorbing the atmosphere and allowing themselves to be inspired. There's a risk of experiencing these places through a screen rather than with our full senses. Moreover, the ubiquity of information about these places can sometimes diminish the element of surprise and discovery, which is often a key part of feeling inspired. When we know exactly what to expect from a place, we might miss out on the awe and wonder that comes from unexpected encounters. That said, I believe the key lies in striking a balance. Technology can enhance our experiences when used mindfully, but it shouldn't replace the raw, unfiltered interaction with inspiring places. The challenge for us is to harness the benefits of technology while still maintaining the ability to be present and open to inspiration in its purest form. Key phrases: profoundly transformed, democratized access, broadened horizons, flip side, constant connectivity, ubiquity of information, diminish the element of surprise and discovery, striking a balance, harness the benefits of technology. Do you think it's possible to create inspiring places, or do they occur naturally? Sample answer, band 8-9. This is a fascinating question that touches on the intersection of human creativity and natural phenomena. I believe that inspiring places can both be deliberately created and occur naturally, each with its own unique characteristics and impact. Naturally occurring inspiring places, such as breathtaking landscapes or awe-inspiring natural wonders, have an intrinsic power to move us. Their organic beauty and often incomprehensible scale can evoke a sense of wonder that's hard to replicate artificially. These places remind us of the magnificent forces of nature and our place within the larger universe, which can be profoundly inspiring. On the other hand, human-created spaces can also be incredibly inspiring. Architectural marvels, thoughtfully designed urban spaces, or even intimate curated environments like museums or gardens demonstrate the heights of human creativity and innovation. These places can inspire us by showcasing what's possible when human ingenuity is applied with purpose and vision. Interestingly, I think the most inspiring places often combine elements of both. For instance, a skillfully designed building that harmonizes with its natural surroundings, or a carefully maintained natural area that's made accessible through subtle human intervention. These places leverage the awe-inspiring qualities of nature while adding the thoughtful touch of human creativity. Ultimately, whether natural or created, I believe the most inspiring places share certain qualities. They evoke emotion, challenge our perspectives, and connect us to something larger than ourselves. The ability to create such places is a testament to human creativity, while the existence of natural inspiring places reminds us of the inherent wonder in our world. Key phrases: intersection of human creativity and natural phenomena, breathtaking landscapes, awe-inspiring natural wonders, organic beauty, incomprehensible scale, magnificent forces of nature, architectural marvels, heights of human creativity and innovation, leverage the awe-inspiring qualities of nature, thoughtful touch of human creativity, evoke emotion, challenge our perspectives, inherent wonder in our world. Vocabulary and structures for high scores. To achieve a high score in IELTS speaking, it's crucial to use a range of vocabulary and complex structures. Here are some key terms and phrases related to describing inspiring places. Awe-inspiring, awe-inspiring, adjective, filling someone with awe, inspiring great admiration. Example: the Grand Canyon is truly an awe-inspiring sight. Breathtaking, adjective, astonishing or awe-inspiring in quality so as to take one's breath away. Example, the view from the mountaintop was absolutely breathtaking. Tranquil, tranquil, adjective, free from disturbance, calm. Example, the tranquil atmosphere of the garden helped me relax and think clearly. Mesmerizing, adjective, capturing one's complete attention as if by magic. Example, the northern lights created a mesmerizing display in the night sky. Rejuvenate, juvenate, verb, give new energy or vigor to, revitalize. Example, spending time in nature always rejuvenates my spirit and creativity. Ambience, ambience, the character and atmosphere of a place. Example, the cozy ambience of the cafe made it the perfect spot for writing. Epiphany, epiphany, a moment of sudden and great revelation or realization. Example, standing atop the ancient ruins, I had an epiphany about the passage of time. Remember to use these words naturally and in context. Practice incorporating them into your responses to truly elevate your speaking performance. Examiner's advice. As an IELTS examiner, I always advise candidates to practice regularly. Familiarize yourself with describing various places and emotions. Use rich vocabulary. Incorporate advanced words and phrases, but ensure you use them correctly. Develop your ideas. Don't just list facts. Explain your thoughts and feelings in detail. Use a range of grammatical structures. Mix simple and complex sentences to demonstrate your language proficiency. Speak fluently. Aim for smooth delivery, but don't worry about the occasional pause or hesitation. Be authentic. While it's good to prepare, make sure your responses sound natural and personal. Remember, the key to success in IELTS speaking is not just about what you say, but how you say it. Confidence, fluency, and the ability to express complex ideas clearly are all crucial factors in achieving a high score. By following these guidelines and practicing regularly, you'll be well prepared to describe inspiring places and excel in your IELTS speaking test. Good luck. For more IELTS speaking topics, you might find these resources helpful. Describe a famous teacher in your country. Describe a person who inspires you to take on new challenges. Thank you so much for tuning in today. If you enjoyed this episode and found it helpful, make sure to follow our channel so you don't miss out on more valuable content coming your way. We've got a lot of exciting topics lined up, and we'd love for you to be part of the journey. Hit that follow button and stay connected with us for more insights and inspiration. See you in the next episode.